No.
Ricardo?
Yes, go ahead. We're now recording.
Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the sixth Who Is a call on the 5th of March. And on the call, we have Mikey O'Connor, Ilya Balednikov, Roy Balest, Gerald Itzer, Mark Anderson, Don Blumenthal, Alan Greenberg, Tim Ruiz, Susan Prather, and for staff, we have Marika Cornick, Barry Cobb, Lars Hoffman, and myself, Glenda Sangeli. And in the AC room, we have, I don't think there's anybody that is in the AC room. Steve Metallic.
Yeah, I'm expecting Steve to join us pretty
Yes, Steve is in the AC room, but not yet on the call. So may I just ask you please to say your name before you speak for transcription purposes, and then Mikey, over to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Glenn. It's always a thrill to have Glenn running our calls since it's been a long time for me anyway. It's great to have you on with us today.
Thank you.
We'll just do the usual and take the pause to look at the agenda and update statements of interest. The agenda's on the right there. It's kind of our usual agenda. Take a look at the sub-themes, have a bit of a conversation about Beijing. And then the main event, I think, today will be to take a look at this document that Marika and I worked on over the week and circulated to the list. Get your reactions to that, and maybe if we get through all that, start diving in on some of the issues that are listed there that don't have sub-teams working on them. We'll start working on those issues as a group. Anything that people would like to add or change to that? And/or statements of interest? I don't see anybody's hand up, so we'll jump right in. I don't see Susan Kawaguchi on, so we'll see if she joins later. Alan, since your name starts with A, do you want to give us a little update on your subgroup?
Well, we haven't done anything. We have the summary, which Marika has imported into her summary. And at this point, I don't think we have any specific actions that we need to take.
Okay, that sounds good.
There's no one on my
Maybe
group.
What
No one on my group has pointed out any, and I can't think of any at this point.
All right. So we'll sort of run through that summary as a group in its turn and confirm it with the whole group and carry on from there. Thanks. Steve?
Yes.
Do you want to give us sorry. Go ahead.
You're asking about the authoritativeness subgroup?
Yeah. Just a little update on that.
There's been a little activity on the list, and at this point, the people who are speaking up are of the view that it's not really necessary for this working group to address. It may not be necessary for the working group to address the authoritativeness issue because, A, it is not proven to be a problem in the existing thick registries, and B, there's a sense that inevitably the authoritativeness issue is resolved in favor of the registry database. So I know that a couple of commenters did not have that view, and I've been encouraging their representatives to speak up, but without success so far. So I guess what we may do next is just try to, I don't know if I think we were supposed to discuss last time what format In what method the subgroup should report back to the full group. Do you want a written statement, or just is there
Well,
a format we should follow? But I think we're almost at that point with our subgroup.
yeah, I think that's right. And Marika and I kind of preempted you on that with this document that's on the screen in front of you and started sort of trying to extract from the subgroup lists and conversation on the main list, a summary that is embedded in this document. So it may be that the thing to do for subgroup members, and I see Marika's hand up, so I'll hand off to her in just a second, but it may be that the subgroup folks may want to take a look at the summary that's in this document and make sure that it's correct. And if it is, then we'll call it done from a subgroup standpoint, and we'll go through the process of reviewing all of these as a whole group together to sort of finish them off. Does that work for you, Steve and Alan? You're our two subgroup leader types on the call today. Does that make sense? Or is there...
Don is on the call, too. Yeah,
oh,
fine.
Don, I'm sorry.
He has the rat's nest subgroup.
He's got the complicated one. That's true. Well, let me go to Marika first, and then to Don, and then back to everybody. Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. So basically just to note as well that I think at the start of the sub-teams, we did develop a template for possible responses by the sub-teams, and I'll post a link to that in the chat. Because, you know, even though I think what we've tried to do with the document that's on the screen is more to, you know, summarize some of the comments and try to identify, you know, common positions, but also identify some of the issues that have been raised, it doesn't necessarily, you know, define the issue and talk in more detail about it, which is still information we will need to include in the issue report. So I think there, you know, if sub-teams have the time and are able to maybe use the template to provide some more of the context around the issue, which we can then use for the initial report, I think that would be really helpful. You know, but otherwise, of course, you know, staff will also be in a position to provide a first draft or a base as well of the information that's in the issue report as well as the charter to start that process. So as I said, I've posted the link there, so if sub-teams think that's helpful, they may want to look at that and use those questions as a guide. And then again, in addressing the comments, what we try to do, and I know we'll go into that as well in item 3, is that we've tried to identify some questions and reviewing the comments or issues that have been raised in relation to specific issues that may help guide your discussion of those and try to identify possible, you know, remedies or recommendations if deemed appropriate or necessary.
Thanks, Marika. Don? Want to talk to us about your sub-team.
Okay. I'll get over my hurt at being skipped there.
I'm sorry. Oh, dear. go ahead.
Okay. Right now I'm working on integrating as kind of a synopsis of comments, kind of like the thing that Marika sent out last week. Taking that, which I had prepared, and then putting it into the template that came out toward the end of last week, and then distributing that, hopefully this afternoon, to the sub-team. We are going to talk tomorrow on the phone, and just spend the hour addressing the responses of the commenters. We've got the advantage of every group that really addressed privacy issues is also represented on the sub-team, and everybody who... And all of those representatives have agreed to address any questions that come up concerning the comments. So... I think we're in really good shape to really dive into the commenter issues, and then I guess the next step might be to have a second session addressing the commenter issues. I'm not sure we'll get through them all tomorrow, but we're sailing ahead, and as you suggested, just trying to not get too tangled up in the rat's nest as we go along. I'll add, when we talk about commenters, we're also going to be addressing the NCUC document that came in directly to the sub-team.
Ah, good. Okay. All right. That sounds great. Sort of back to my first try, and I think Marika has the right of it. I'd forgotten about that template that she developed. Steve and Alan and Don, does that template work for you? Well, I guess two questions. One is, does the template work? And then the second question is, do you have the time or resources to complete it, or would you prefer to edit a draft that was created by staff? And I'll put both of those back to the three of you and just let you chime in with thoughts on that.
It's Alan. It's not clear I have the time. If I get to it first, they can edit mine. If they get to it first, I'll edit theirs.
Yeah, I was sort of thinking. I was thinking that people may not have the time to do a draft, and so if I were in your shoes, I might tend to lean towards a staff first try that people can edit, but I don't want to put words in
I've just looked at it. I don't think it's particularly onerous, but regardless of who does it, but I will look at it. They will look at it. We'll see who gets to it first.
Okay. Don, Steve, any thoughts?
If we weren't going to be moving ahead for a couple of weeks, I'd be more than happy to wait. But I think at this point, we'll just go ahead and take tomorrow's call and what I prepared and see how much of it we can fill in on our own and be happy to have help.
I wasn't presuming on the sequence there. For Steve and Alan, you know, they're sort of at an end point of a discussion, whereas you're still in the midst, and so I think we have to sort of wait for your discussion to go a little bit further, right, before we start.
Well, like we can always just declare, I mean, we've got a few members of the sub-team, we can just say right now, there's no new issues here that haven't come up before, so we're done.
And I think in the case of your group, one of the things we're really trying to get to is trying to at least start charting a path to resolving the issues that have been raised and or developing ways that we can mitigate some of the risks that have been identified. So I don't want to declare victory on that one just yet. It seems premature.
I want to, but it's not feasable, so we'll press forward.
Yeah,
this is Steve. I'm happy to look at a draft from staff. I'm not sure the template quite fits the way our discussion has been going, because there's a strong sentiment from some of our subgroup members that this really isn't even an issue, that the working group needs to address. But I'm happy to, you know, you've got access to the discussion on the list, so I'd be happy to review or to have the subgroup review a draft from staff.
Why don't we split the difference here and say and ask Marika and Lars whether it would be all right if, for the two subgroups that are a bit further along, if you all could develop a draft that's clearly a draft that the subgroup has broad authority to edit. I'm just very aware of the time constraints that all of the people in the working group have, and I think it would be helpful to them, and then sort of take Steve's comment in to the initial draft that, you know, there's a case being made that the authoritativeness issue really is outside the scope of this particular working group. It'll be resolved elsewhere. And go ahead and develop a draft. Is that a fair request to you, Marika and Lars, or does that push too hard?
This is Marika. I think on, you know, describing the issue, I think we have, you know, the issue report itself and as well the charter where we've aligned that. But I think at least part of the recommendation, I think it would be really helpful if there the sub-teams, you know, as they have worked on this, are able to, you know, draw their conclusions. Of course, we can try to interpret it, but I think the SERP teams are partly created to come up with that and submit that to the working group for approval or review. So, you know, we can definitely take back that work now to our side, but I thought the initial objective was of the SERP teams to actually take that part of the work and really having a community-driven write-up, and then for us to more collate that into an initial report. But if you want to do it the other way around, you know, we're happily we'll look into that and then try to do that. But I think it would probably be more of an integrated effort and in trying to build the initial report, bringing all the pieces together instead of maybe doing pieces here and there and trying to do it in more a coherent way, probably.
Yeah, I think that where we're getting a little bit stuck, and maybe what we do is we take this bit offline and finish it off later so that other folks on the call don't get bored and distracted by us. But I think where we're at is that the subgroup leaders are sort of saying, in a couple of cases, look, we're feeling like we're done. We've arrived at some conclusions, or at least tentatively, and now you know, we need some help refining that into a draft that fits. But, you know, we've got sort of a chicken and egg problem here. So why don't we take that? Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Steve, I'm happy either way. I mean, I hear what Marika's saying, and I'd be happy to take the first cut at it for our subgroup, and at least by this time next week have something to her for her to work with, if that's
okay. More. Well,
Alan? Yeah. On this question, I don't mind doing it. It's going to be terse. The answers aren't going to be a lot longer than the questions.
That's okay.
As long as you're willing to accept that, then there's no real problem.
Terse is fine.
Yeah, I did have my hand up a while ago when you were talking to Don, however.
Okay.
And right. Yes, I agree with Don that we're not done in that subgroup, but as soon as we start separating the issues that are associated with who is and not associated with thick who is, I think we'll be a lot farther along.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Agreed, yeah.
Done. Yeah, I agree.
No, I understand that there is, you know, this fear that thick makes it worse, but we need to have demonstrations and examples. And the only thing that we've had so far, which doesn't seem to be relevant, is the case of Russian escrow.
Well, and I don't really want to get into the sub-teams discussion here. So
No. I'm just saying for the group as a whole that, you know, once we separate the issues out, hopefully we can come to closure.
I think I'm going to hand off to Aubrey, and then I think we'll try and tie this one off and leave it in the subgroup for a bit. But Aubrey, go ahead. Aubrey may be getting off mute.
This is Aubrey, sorry.
There we go.
I put my hand down and I.
Oops, sorry.
And Ed remuted myself. I totally disagree with Alan that we are confounding the two issues, but you're right, it has to go back to the sub-team. But, you know, this constant claim that there is no specific thick who issue, I believe, refuses to look at the facts. Thank you.
Yeah, I think this one is a knotty one, and I do strongly encourage the sub-team to really dive into this, because I think if we can get through that one, the rest of the issues that we've got to deal with are relatively, comparatively less complicated. But that one is complicated, and I think it needs a good, solid, fair look from the subgroup. And I think at that point I'm going to draw a line under that discussion. So what I hear is Alan and Steve are going to give us relatively more or less terse responses to Marika's template for their subgroups by next week's call. We'll, in a minute, in the next chunk of this agenda, sort of work through this document that Marika, I have to say mostly Marika, put together that I've got fingerprints on, and see how we do.
Mikey, I will not be on the call, though, next week.
Can you maybe designate a second and still try to get your homework done by next week?
The homework
week's
will
call?
Be done. I'm just pointing out I won't be here.
Okay. That's good.
Heading for airport at that point.
Oh, lucky you.
Not really.
Okay. Anything else on this topic? Susan Kawaguchi on the call yet? No. So I think the one action item maybe for Lars is, Lars, could you give Susan a tap and just alert her that we'd like to check in on her subgroup and see sort of where things are at and see whether it's reasonable to expect a similar summary from her or somebody on the subgroup by next week's call.
Mike, I'll take care of that.
Okay. Is Lars on the call today?
Yes, he's listening in, but it's actually Barry and myself that are the main staff support persons for this working group. But
Okay. I've gotten too used to relying on you already, Lars, so that's always a good sign in a way. Don, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to, I've got to jump off in a couple of minutes. So I just wondered if I could ask what we have in mind for Beijing. I see a note in the agenda about the experts group. And I was curious what that's all about, because I do know that a number of them don't travel to ICANN meetings.
Let's do a preview, although I'm going to probably have to throw it to Marika just because, you know, we're sort of going to make some decisions about that. But Marika, you want to give us a quick synopsis of where our thinking's at the moment?
This is Marika. So basically at the last meeting we discussed on how to start interactions with the ad hoc expert group. We did initially reach out to them and, you know, ask them if they would be interested and available to, you know, possibly answer some questions we may have. And I think most of them did come back saying that they would be happy to help as you know, time would allow them and their expertise would allow them. But at this stage, I think we're still in the process as well as defining questions. Some groups have already identified a couple of questions. I think others still probably need to think about a number of questions they may want to put forward. So I think what we discussed at the last meeting was to actually try to see if we could set up a mailing list that would bring together all the experts and then through staff coordinate the questions from the working group to the expert group so they could actually debate them or discuss them on their mailing list and provide a response to the working group that the working group then could review. So we're actually in the process of setting up that mailing list. The idea would be, I think, that it's just going to be the experts on there and staff, and we'll, you know, serve a bit as a communication channel. I think it's going to be a publicly archived mailing list as our standard practice is, unless people agree that it should be done differently. And Mike, I know we discussed this option of having it subscribe only, but I've spoken to Glenn and we actually need a little bit more time to get it into the works, and it would take more time to actually set it up. So if you're okay with that, I think we'll just go for the standard mailing list system we have for now, and maybe in the future we can offer that that option as well. So I think the question for the working group is now that I think we already have two questions that I think Steve has put forward, whether we want to set a cut-off deadline by which working group members or sub-teams need to put in their questions. We can then have those on a, you know, one document altogether and send that to the working group for their information to see if there are any, you know, issues or things people want to add or possibly change, and then basically bring that to the expert group. And this may just be a first batch of questions if, you know, others may arrive in the future, but this may be a first way of engaging with the expert and as well allowing them to provide some feedback on the questions to the working group.
And Don, in terms of your question about Beijing, I think that our plan for Beijing, and again, Marika can set me right if I've got this a little wrong, but I think our plan for Beijing is to have a working meeting there. We're not going to have a big public do where we make big presentations. We're just going to have another working group meeting with a bit of a public session at the beginning and the end to let people either raise questions or raise comments or something like that. And to the extent that the expert group members can join us for that, that would be great. And if they join through remote participation, that will all be going. It'll be the normal kind of call. It's just that a lot of us will be in the same room.
It's more that it's Don for the transcript. So it's more that people will be invited. We're not planning on convening a meeting of the experts group.
No. Right.
Okay. All right. Just like, you know, like I said, I know a lot of the folks, and particularly the technical people who are still with affiliates, don't go to ICANN meetings, so we'd be missing kind of a critical group for some of the issues.
Right.
Okay. With that, I've got to jump off to a Beijing planning meeting and throw in my two cents on what PIR should be doing in terms of computer security.
Uh-huh. That sounds like fun. Well, I have a great meeting. Thanks, Don.
Okay.
Steve, you've been very patient, so back to you.
Yeah, I mean, my question was just that I would encourage us to send in the questions that that are available now, and also, is there any requirement that the questions come through subgroups, or?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
No, I'm arbitrarily making that choice because I think that there's a lot of the work that we have yet to do that's probably never going to find its way into a subgroup. I think the goal I had with subgroups is to tackle some of the preliminary issues and in the case of the privacy one, some of the more complicated issues in subgroups, but by no means am I expecting to do them all in subgroups now. So if people have questions that are sort of outside of subgroup topics, this would probably be a good time. And maybe, Marika, set a deadline of next week's call for getting that first batch of questions together? Is that an unreasonable deadline? It seems not terribly unreasonable to me. Why don't we tentatively pencil that in as our goal, because I know that in the case of Steve's subgroup, they've had questions out there for some time now, and it would be nice to get some of those in front of the expert group so they can start chewing on them. So maybe another action is an announcement to the list, sort of giving people an alert that they should pose their questions between now and next week's call via the list to you and Barry, and we'll take a look at this array of those questions on next week's call just to sort of tune them and then send them along to the expert group. Okay. Well, we sort of did a subtle segue into planning the Beijing meeting. Let's just tie that off fairly quickly. Does anybody have sort of a severely negative reaction to this notion that I threw out a minute ago that we basically have a working group meeting in Beijing? We surround it with a good invitation that draws on our initial report to sort of frame the issue that we're discussing, encourage people to join us, and we'll do just a little bit of an introduction during the meeting at the beginning just to sort of give the assembled folks at the Beijing meeting a bit of a background statement, but not spend a whole lot of time on that. Maybe rely a bit more on the invitation and the material in the Confluence page for that meeting to let people do a little bit of background reading. And then we'll conduct a regular meeting during Beijing. And then towards the end of that meeting, sort of have sections at the beginning and the end to allow a bit of interaction with the assembled folks, but then in between those bookends, just conduct a regular meeting, whatever our agenda happens to be. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Mikey, this is Mark. I personally think that's a great idea. I think for the people that are at least in attendance, having them be able to meet face to face and opening things up to to sort of, as you put, public comments and feedback. I think that's it's a great opportunity to be able to do that, and you should take advantage of it. I don't know that I will be in attendance. Not you know, travel plans haven't been finalized yet, but I do not think I'll be on the travel team. But, you know, I would encourage you to do that anyway. I think it would be a great opportunity, and, you know, it sounds like a good plan.
Marika, can you remind me what time of day this meeting is going to be in Beijing? Is it early in the day, or is it...
This is Marika. We've requested 11 to 12:30 on the Wednesday. But if the working group, because I think that we set that up more thinking of a more public kind of facing session, but if now the direction is to maybe go to a more, you know, face-to-face working group meeting, we could also see if there's an option to actually make it a breakfast meeting and have a 7:30 to 9 session, if that's preferred, so there's less conflict possibly with other sessions. So that's up to the working group to decide.
Well, there's another advantage to that in that since the time zone difference between Beijing and the east coast of the U.S. is 12 hours, and with Europe is about 6, if we have it at 11 to 12:30 Beijing time, that's going to knock out a lot of remote participants like Mark and even more in Europe, because it'll be a very awkward time in Europe. So it might be a not bad idea to consider shifting this towards the breakfast meeting slot. What's the sense of the group in terms of a breakfast meeting versus a middle-of-the-day meeting on Wednesday? Any strong reactions one way or the other?
Not what do you mean by middle of the day?
Well, 11 to 12:30, which is the moment, the time that Marika mentioned.
Okay. I am almost invariably busy at that time. It's typically just before the GNSO Council meeting. But
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
If I miss it, don't worry.
There's probably, if we do an 11 to 12:30 local meeting, we probably will lose a lot of people to conflicts because by that time the meeting is pretty much in full swing. So my inclination would be to lean towards a working session, breakfast session. But again, sing out if that doesn't... I'm not getting a whole lot of negative check marks in the chat, so maybe that's the way to go, Marika. And that way we'd be able to bring more people in that were coming to Beijing through remote participation, which would be nice. Why don't we think about that as a plan? Because I'm not sure that we're really in a position to develop much in the way of materials for a stand-up public meeting just yet. I'm a little uncomfortable doing that until we've got especially the privacy issue a little bit better understood and resolved. So tentatively let's go with the breakfast meeting plan and go from there. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. Just then to briefly check, would people be okay if we try to schedule it for the Thursday morning from 7:30 to 9? Does that raise any significant objections, or can we try to move it to that time?
Oh, that's going to knock out Don and me, I bet. Can you check and see when the ESSAC meeting? There's a series of security meetings that start on Thursday morning, and whenever they start, I have to be there because I'm part of the DSSA.
I can check with Judy what time they start on Thursday, and if indeed it's a conflict with the 7:39, we can either move to Wednesday or otherwise Monday morning would be an alternative as well. So
okay.
We can check that.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Steve.
Has a schedule been posted for the Beijing meeting, or are you just assuming that since ESSAC usually meets Thursday morning, they will meet Thursday morning?
I'm just assuming that because we've sort of engineered this trio of meetings over the last 4 meetings in a row that says ESSAC kicks it off, and then the board risk management framework committee, and then the DSSA sort of in a big blob in the morning on Thursdays.
Okay, so, I mean, this is always the problem we face in trying to schedule something, is that some, you know, there's some information, there's nothing formal, and...
Yeah, I know. It's all these moving parts.
Yeah, I mean,
this is really complicated.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, quite frankly, if something had to give in this clockwork machine, given the state of the analysis that we're at, I would actually, there are several working groups that I'm on that I'm pretty adamant we need to meet in Beijing. This one I'm a bit less adamant because we haven't quite gotten to the point where we need to stand up in front of the public and talk about what we're doing. I think it's a great opportunity not to be missed to get the group together face-to-face, but if the scheduling got to be impossible, at least from my vantage point, Beijing is a less critical meeting. Clearly, the next meeting is going to be very important for us because that's where the initial report will be out and comments will be coming back, and there will be, I think, a really strong need for a public meeting on the next one, Durban, I guess. So that's another thing that I would sort of color on this one, is not quite as critical. And I think maybe leave it that for now and let Marika kind of run with those thoughts and see what develops. Is that okay with folks? Okay. Let's take the rest of the call to just walk through the document that's been sitting on the screen all during this call. This is sort of a framework to capture the state of the discussion right now. And Marika, do you want to sort of walk us through it real quick, maybe take command of our screens and just sort of work us through it? I know a lot of folks, myself included, don't actually read things until they're pushed in my face on a call. And so I think it would be good to just, you know, during this call, let's walk through it, get any initial sort of very strong reactions, especially negative ones. That's, I think, the ones that we're really interested in. And then, you know, if we get through all that, maybe start trying to dive into one of the ones that hasn't got a working group behind it and actually start revising it. But I think with that, I'll let it go over to you, Marika.
Sure, this is Marika. Thanks, Mikey. So basically, indeed, inspired by what some of the sub-teams were doing, trying to really, in a very short way, summarize the positions of the statements or comments we've received to date, is trying to do that for all the topics in the document you see on the screen now. So basically what I did is looked at all the different statements and basically tried to write a little index on where the different groups stand with regard to that specific issue. So, for example, you'll see the first one, response consistency. Basically, the tick mark means that the group views it as a positive, having a positive impact should takeaways be required, would be considered a benefit. And you see, for example, here that there's one group, the NCUC, identified that they believe that it would have a negative impact if that would be required. So in that way, I work my way through the different issues and also try to make a preliminary conclusion based on, you know, the number of check marks and X's, trying to make an assessment on whether there's, you know, most agree, almost all agree, whether more information was needed, because in some of the comments, basically people indicated that, well, we don't really know. We're actually hoping that others may be able to share some more information so we can make our determination. So in that way, I try to draw up some conclusions for each of them for the working group to look at. So I think the first point to make here is that all the groups probably should take this back and really make sure that I've made the right assessment for their comments, to make sure that I've identified their comments in the right way. I think you see in some where I've actually put as well that there either was no comment made or no position taken. I think there's one where I didn't fill in anything in, I think on the existing Whois applications, you'll see there in the middle, I think that's the MPOC statement, where I'm actually not really sure whether their comment was meant to be in support or as viewed as being having a negative impact. So again, I would really encourage everyone to look at this template or at this document and provide your feedback if you believe that I've identified certain positions wrongly or whether you know, other information is required here. So then looking at this template, I think on most of the topics, at least for those where no further information was needed to make an assessment, I looked then at the different conclusions, and you can see that in most of the cases, it's most agree that Thick Whois would be a good idea, or almost all agree, but of course there's still some red tick marks. So the thinking then was like, okay, but of course in order to hopefully come to a joint position, it would be really good if the working group can actually start then looking at why are those red tick marks there? Is there a way to look at the issues that have been raised and try to see if there's a way to, you know, address those? So what I did then in the second page, and again, here I will look at the, I would like to request everyone that sees their comments included here to look at this and make sure, because again, in the details, I just put in there a summary of the comment because some of those submissions were quite long, for you to have a look if I've captured the essence of your issue accurately. And if not, you know, please let me know so we can update accordingly. So the idea would be then for each of the subjects or each of the topics where groups identified issues with requiring Thick Whois to identify them as in the details. Then we added a column for observations. So there I've already started adding in some comments or some notes that the working group may find helpful or may want to build on. Then the idea would be indeed to work through each of them and we've tried to identify some questions together with Mikey that may help guide that process. So the first question would be asking, is the issue identified specific to a transition from Thin to Thick Whois? Or is it actually an issue that relates to the broader Whois discussion and may not be relevant for this specific working group? So on the first question, or the first response, if the answer is yes, then the question would be, well, has this also occurred in existing GTLDs, or thick GTLDs? Has it occurred before and we have evidence that this is indeed an issue? And if yes, then the group is asked to identify how has this been addressed. And based on that, then the other question is, are there additional measures recommended to actually address this issue? Because we've identified that it is an issue in existing GTLDs, so how are we actually going to deal with them and if this becomes a requirement? Or this may also be if the answer is no, it hasn't occurred, but we do still believe it is an issue, there may be additional measures or safeguards the working group may want to recommend as part of a possible recommendation for requiring Thick Whois. And then the last column is basically on that first question of, is this issue specific to Thick Whois? If the answer is no, I think the idea would be here then, can we actually identify other efforts that are already looking into this issue or where this information can be provided to make sure as well that, you know, groups have spent a lot of time in identifying issues and writing up or providing information. But if indeed the working group believes that it's not relevant for this working group to look at it, are there other efforts that we can identify to which we may want to submit this information so it can be taken into account within those specific contexts and addressed there? So basically that's a bit the idea, and I'll release the document now so you can have a look yourself. So that is basically a bit the idea behind this document and really trying to, you know, move the discussions of the working group further by trying to identify where it looks like you have broad agreement on a certain approach, but at the same time identifying or diving into those issues that have been identified and basically trying to categorize those to see, you know, are they really specific to Thick Whois, and if so, you know, what can we do to mitigate those issues or provide safeguards so that they're no longer issues and, you know, maybe possibly we can get to some unanimous recommendations on some of these items. So again, you know, this is a first draft. I'm really hoping that you all have a chance to look at this in greater detail to really make sure that we've identified the right positions for all the working for all the groups that submitted statements. And then again on page 2 of the document to really make sure that we've summarized the issue accurately. And if there's any additional information that you believe would need to be added that you submitted to us as well. And as Mikey said, I think some of the sub-teams may start doing this and working their way through the questions as part of their respective discussions. But for some of these items where there are currently no sub-teams, the working group may start diving into this and we can help in filling out the different sections and trying to have a complete record indeed of how the working group reviewed the issues, what are the issues, is there any specific recommendations that need to be made, or are these issues that are better addressed or are being addressed in other efforts that relate to WHOIS. So I think that's in a nutshell what we've tried to do here, and if there are any questions, I'm happy to try and answer them.
Thanks, Marika. Alan's hand went up, so I'll go right to him.
Thank you. 2 points. Is it possible we can put response consistency to bed? My understanding is there has been significant progress in the RAA discussions on this one, and that the RAA may be mandating a consistent format. Maybe we can get a staff report for the next meeting on where that one sits.
Yeah, that's my understanding as well. Marika, you're typing. If you want, you can just sing out instead.
yeah, this is Marika. I'm actually typing on the breakfast question.
okay. And Avery, how do you like the new TLD that I created for you when I typed that without spaces? I'm thinking you should probably apply for that. Sorry about that.
If it's back
anyway,
to me.
Back to you.
The second one is, I would suggest on the cost implications that we reverse the notation. We have a negative response, which makes X's good and ticks bad.
So it makes it hard to read.
Well, it just makes it confusing. A quick look at it looks like we have some onerous problems with cost implications, but the X's are saying no negative impact.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe just change the nomenclature on the tick marks. Yeah, that's a good thought. In terms of the RAA agreement, isn't one getting published soon? There was a rumpus about that just recently. There's one that's getting published, but it's preliminary. Anyway, Marika, do you have a sense of Alan's question on the response consistency thing? I wish Volker was on the call. He could rattle that right off.
Yeah, this is Marika. I don't know. I think as Steve said, Steve posted as well in the chat, and Fadi said yesterday on one of the calls that I think the new RAA text is expected to be released today, so hopefully that will give some further insight, but I don't have any further knowledge of on that particular issue.
Yeah, okay. So maybe we can take that as an action. Frederick, go ahead.
Hi. Just regarding the RAA, we had some emails on the constituency this morning, and I was just going to try to look for them, and so I can type you the exact date for the release.
It
should be released, either today or tomorrow, as a draft version, very draft.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just
so
soon.
Yeah, soon. I think soon is a good summary, and today or tomorrow is probably fine for our purposes, because whenever it comes out, we can maybe, Marika, if you and Barry could sort of keep an eye out for that release and just extract the current state of the language on response consistency, that would be helpful.
Mikey, it's Alan. The more interesting thing than what's in the RAA is whether they've come up with a way to approve it. If anyone was involved around the 2008-2009 one, remember that was somewhat problematic. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to go looking for trouble on that one. Duly noted. Any other sort of overall reactions to this? As I think I mentioned several times on the list, I'm quite keen on this document as a way to do a couple of things, partly to summarize the discussions that we've had already, but also to sort of concentrate our attention on issues that we yet need to talk through and try to resolve. Because my personal goal is that we walk out of the end of this working group with a list of knotty issues that we've taken a hard look at and a consensus approach as to how to address those issues. And so I'm quite keen on this discussion or on this document as a way to focus that discussion and also serve as sort of a punch list or a checklist to make sure that we don't accidentally skip one or miss one or forget one. And also to quite frankly, focus us on the hardest ones, because I think that if we can focus on the hard ones and figure out a way through them, we will have done a great good for the community and for ICANN in general. And so, you know, I am keen on the idea that's on the second page that there may be some things like the issue that Steve was talking about earlier where we sort of say, look, this really isn't an issue that's unique to or really relevant to the transition to ThickWhois for a few registries. But, on the other hand, I also agree with Avery that, and maybe I'll put words, actually I'm not going to put words in Avery's mouth, but I'm going to put words in my mouth and say that I do not want to use scope as a way to dodge an issue. I don't want to just wave a magic wand and say, well, that's a difficult issue and it's out of scope, so poof, it's gone. I think that's the distinction I want to make, is that when you review this document, review it, and we should agree that these things are in or out of scope, and where there's disagreement, that's probably in that same difficult issue category, and there we need to work hard and collaboratively to try and figure out ways to address the issue. And, you know, if it remains an issue, ways that it might be mitigated, and if we can't figure that out, then figure out what we're going to do. Well, that's sort of my my rant, I guess, if you will, about that. And I was partly doing that rant to let you know how I feel, but I was also sort of doing that rant to give you time to collect your thoughts. Do people have any other reactions to this document? Would you like another week to sort of do the homework that's implied by what Marika was saying, which is please take a very hard look at this document and make sure that we've represented your concerns and issues correctly, and by all means fix anything that we made errors on. Mark, go ahead. Avery's okay, but Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Mikey, it's Mark. I just want to say, yeah, I like the document. Thank you, you and Marika, for pulling it together. You know, I will have some feedback on, you know, some things I think that need to be changed, at least from a VeriSign perspective. But I think it's a great start, a great way to pull together a quick overall view of, of what the input and information coming from the community has been. But, I also wanted to just sort of echo what you just said about, waving a magic wand at tough issues and saying it's out of scope. I think that's a great point, and if, we can't just say something's out of scope or, there are no issues, I think that's sort of taking the easy way out. If something's out of scope, we have to say, okay, we looked at this issue and it's out of scope because of XYZ, or, because it's being addressed here, or, we have to say why. And the same thing, we can't just say something's not an issue. We have to say, we looked at, aspects of a particular point, and we don't believe it's an issue because of XYZ. So, you know, we can't, you know, like you said, you know, I just wanted to, you know, I thought you put it nicely. We can't just wave a magic wand and say something's not an issue or something's out of scope. You know, I think we'd be doing, you know, ICANN and the community a disservice. We have to, you know, really put some thought into it and explain why something's out of scope or why something, you know, is an issue. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Marika's answering a question that Steve posed in the chat. The short version is, yeah, I pushed a copy of this spreadsheet out to the list a few days ago, Thursday or Friday, and I bet pretty soon a link to the either a link to that note or just reposting it to the list could happen. But it's by all means out there in the wild, Steve, and you're more than welcome to share it with any and all who might be interested in it. And one of the things that you, as representatives of your constituency or a stakeholder group, will be wanting to do is to make sure that issues that what's easy to check is an error of misstatement where we've captured what you said wrong. What you'll want to check is the error of omission to make sure that there isn't, you know, that we haven't missed something that you've as either an individual member of the working group or as a member of a constituency feel is really important that we didn't put in, because clearly that's harder to do, and so I just want to amplify that you'll want to be doing that too. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, in addition, Rick, one of the other things working group members may want to start thinking about is how to fill in the second page. So, you know, are there any observations we should be adding, you know, any description of whether the issue is indeed specific to ThickWhiz or not. Also, you know, if it has occurred in existing GTLDs, possibly also start thinking, like, are there ways to mitigate if indeed it's an identified issue? What are the suggested ways to actually mitigate or address the concern? So I think if people already start thinking about that and have suggested language that we can include, we can start updating the document and use that as well as a discussion or a tool for discussion on the upcoming meetings to work our way, I think, through each of these items.
Thanks, Marika. And Avery raised a good point in the chat, which I didn't mean to make that mistake, but she's pointing out that some people are not here as representatives of stakeholder groups or constituencies. They're simply members of them. And I think, the main point I'm trying to get to is please, 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 all of us take a hard look at this document and make contributions. I didn't want to I stated it the way I did, but I wasn't intending to make the implied notion that only reps should comment. I think this is a working group. We all get to comment on this. It's 10 o'clock on the dot. Mark needs to drop off. So let's leave it here for now and rejoin this conversation pretty hard next week. I think we're getting down to the working part of the working group. And we'll carry on. Any final thoughts before people want to drop off the call? All right, then. Have a great week. We'll see you in a week, and it's nice to have us back at work again.
Thank you.
Marika, I think we can, or Glenn, I think we can wrap up the recording, too.